Now, we've got a great kitchen science coming up later on in the programme when we're going to be making some strange sounds using a detuned radio and a remote control. But in kitchen science a few weeks ago, we showed you how you can use a digital camera to see the infrared signal which is being sent out by a remote control, like your TV remote control, or some people have remote controls for their computers. Now, remotes are obviously one of our favourite toys for kitchen science, but we decided we'd take this whole thing a step further, and we found a way to adjust a webcam that you might attach to your computer so that it only takes pictures in the infrared. Now, if you want to do it, we've got a step-by-step guide to making your own infrared camera. It's on our website. It's at nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience. You can see it on there. But we were pretty amazed at the results even ourselves when we started taking pictures. One of the things we photographed, Helen, was a £5 note. And when you look at this, just under infrared, half of the Queen's face and head is missing. They've obviously used an ink which is sensitive just to visible light, but it's totally invisible to infrared. So
is
that's
that
interesting.
For sort of saying that there's a forgery? Is that the whole
exactly.
point?
Exactly. It's a sort of clever way. By using inks that respond to different wavelengths of light, you can flush out forgeries. And you can also see, and this is really striking, the difference between an energy-saving and a conventional light bulb, because energy-saving light bulbs are all the rage at the moment. People are saying that they're much more efficient. When you look at them in infrared, you can see that they're putting out the same amount of light, but the amount of heat coming out of the non-energy efficient light bulb is huge. So in other words, it's showing you how much energy it's wasting just by turning into loads of wasted heat that actually you can't make any useful use of because you can't see heat.
Absolutely. And there's another aspect that we didn't really bargain for when we got into all this. We asked people on our forum about it, and we got this message from Cameron Lapworth, who says, "Hi, I'm a science teacher. This is a fantastic thing for me in the classroom. It works really great, so thanks." But he goes on to say that one word of warning for any other teachers who plan to use this in class. Apparently, he pointed it at his wife, and what glowed rather wonderfully from beneath her outer layers of clothing, shall we say, was her bra. So let's maybe not take this all directed at young impressionable girls in the classroom, perhaps.
That's a schoolboy's dream, isn't it? I mean, we always wanted to do that.
But
you're in some X-ray camera or something. So anyway, so if you do that experiment, then be careful where you point our camera that we've showed you how to make.